it was a very, very interesting parish because you had such a mix of types of people, as well as being very close to the city centre with all the facilities of the city centre. I mean, I could walk into the town hall, for instance, which suited me very well as a councillor. And all sorts of people passed through the parish. Not everybody lived there for very long, though some did and still do. But many were people who, for one reason or another, were passing through. So I went there. That was my first job after I was a curate. I was a curate in Leicester. And then I went to Broomhall as the first job. And it seemed quite a tough job at the time because Broomhall then was, there was some doubt as to whether it was going to remain standing, whether it wasn't all going to be demolished, but parts of it were quite run down. It was the red light area of the city around Hanover Square and generally considered a toughish sort of parish. Half the parish is now gone because half the parish was in the Broomhall flats, big council block of flats, on the other side of what is now the Ring Road, next to a big factory, Viner's cutlery factory, which again has gone. Sheffield was, when I came, was a steel city. That's largely gone. It was at the centre of a coal mining area, and of course all the coal mines have gone. And it was also big in cutlery, and most of that has gone as well. And Viner's was probably the biggest of the cutlery works, and that was in the parish. So it was very much a working class parish, but also the kind of housing which tended to pick up people who had drifted to the city for one reason or another, or were in financial difficulties, or there was a certain amount of immigrant population. That's always been very small in Sheffield, but they would be in the area. So that if I looked at my congregation, they were a mixture of working class people, some immigrant families or first generation of people from immigrant families, and all kinds of people who just kind of fished up there because accommodation was relatively cheap and easy to get. So we had the odd teacher, the odd journalist, the odd polytechnic lecturer, that kind of thing. Okay. And the congregation was a mix of those sorts of people.